and now we've got some fun. All morning we've been dealing with the subject of hiding as an adult.
Yes.
And being found hiding as an adult. We are now going to speak to someone.
Who is hiding
right now. Jeff?
Hello, Danny.
Hi here, Jeff. Jeff,
I'm hiding at the moment, so I can't talk too loud.
Well, give us the circumstances by which you have secreted yourself. What's happening?
Well, I've heard the terrible news that today you have to take the Christmas decorations down.
Yeah, it's awful.
We've got an 8-foot tree. We have 3 rooms decorated.
Yeah.
And my wife gave me that look of, it's all going to be you. Yeah. So I've made an excuse to go out this morning.
Well, just before we get into where you're hiding, you see, this is the division of labour. Now, Wendy and I have been together 32 years this year. She takes all the baubles off the tree and stows them away. I drag the tree out. That seems to me a traditional, and people may frown upon such a... That's how it works. You do all the heavy lifting, the delicate stuff, which I'd be no good at. That's how that works. But you're supposed to do it all, are you, Jeff?
No, I drag the tree in because I know there's no be many pines fall off. If I take the tree out, I have to get the hoover out as well. The tinsel on the floor underneath.
And I like taking the tree out because I don't mind. I don't do the hoovering afterwards. So when I go through a door frame, I'll yank it through the wrong way. So they all come. That's a lot of fun. Where are you actually hiding right now?
I'm in the attic at the moment.
All right. Just sitting in the attic?
I'm in the attic on a chair with a thermos flask, the newspaper.
How long have you been? How long?
To the noise of all being done.
How long have you been up there?
An hour.
And nobody's aware you're there.
No, I take my car up to Tesco's, walk back the back way, over the wall, the wife's in the garden, so I sneaked up, ladder out, back up into the attic, pull the ladder in, shut the hatch, and reading my book.
And how long do you plan to stay in the attic?
Well, I'm a bit concerned. I thought it was going to start any minute now, but I've heard her shouting a couple of times.
So you're hearing, Jeff? Jeff, where are you? Where are you going to say you were?
Well, I was going to stay at my friends Richard and Carol's, but I assume she may just take a little drive up to see if I'm there.
You're going to hear muffled voices in a minute. We're coming right to you, Jacqueline and Simon.
Can we get him to do things?
No. Blow the fella's cover. But what's going to happen? You're going to hear muffled voices in a minute saying, I don't know, are they all in the boxes now? Put them up in the loft. Then where are you? They will open the loft, and I hope you've got a story ready. You're probably wondering what I'm doing up here. Have you got a story ready?
My story is that I was making space for the decoration.
Wow, this fella's got it all covered.
He's a pro.
Let me just frighten the life out of you. It's all over. Listen to it. It's all over. Just stay up there until this ends, and then you can go back down again. Don't say anything, Jeff. Be very quiet. Jeff?
Yeah.
Jeff?
Yeah.
It's all over, Jeff. You are absolutely free. Well done, my friend. Listen, that's our friend Jeff up in the raft of his own house, because quite rightly, he doesn't want to get involved in the whole Christmas decorations thing. Jacqueline?
Hello, Danny. How are you?
What do you make of Jeff there? Do you think he's a bit of a...
I am laughing. That is just the funniest story you've had on this morning.
It in the face of stiff opposition, and the fact that you can tell the fellow's heart was in his mouth, just listening out for...
I tell you what, he's going to cop it later on today.
You know what's going to happen? I don't know if his wife's name's Helen. The phone's going to go, Helen, it's Dawn, yeah? Just heard your Jeff on the radio.
He's really secret there with how many million listeners you get.
The chances are that no one will ring in that case then, but he was taking his life in his hands, but we all wish him well. And next week we'll check back to see if he got found out. Jacqueline, why are you tugging our coat? What's going on?
Well, it's a bit about your fourth dimension story. And as you like the Second World War and all things East London or South East London, my old dad, bless his heart, was in the submarines during the Second World War. And he had this story that when the submarine was about to leave port in Portsmouth, this sort of mangy old black cat jumped on the submarine and was with them all through the months they were in the Pacific, was dive-bombed and this, that and the other. And would you believe, even the submarine's doctor neutered the damn cat as if it was going to find another cat on the submarine.
Anyway, when they all sort of was demobbed and everything,
mm-hmm. the captain, Captain Bennington, and the submarine was the Tally-ho, he said, well, I'll take the cat because all the men were fighting over it because it came a bit of a mascot. Anyway, he got on the train. The cat was in a locked basket in the guards van, which they had in those days. And the train was from London or wherever to Portsmouth. When he got out of his destination, the guards van was locked, the cat box was locked, and there was no cat in the basket.
No. No, and this is an old salt tale. No.
In a book about the submarine, because it was quite a famous submarine. But it went, and all the men, like, you know, used to save it, their rations to give to this poor damn cat. And ever since then, when my dad came back, we always had a family cat, because he had these things about cats that they got him through the war.
But this cat on a submarine, which seems like a children's book in the making. There was definite evidence that it was in the cat.
There's definite evidence. In fact, my husband did actually email you a picture of all the crew on the Tally-ho, but the cat wasn't on there because it was snowing and this, that and the other. But the cat jumped on as they were leaving port, and it stayed with them all through their manoeuvres in the Pacific,
and
then
vanished.
Bombed and everything.
Empty cans of fish flavoured
fizzy drinks? No, exactly.
They didn't have cat food in those days. I think you just lived on scrap.
Well, you're under the ocean. You just stick your hand out the window and grab a fish, I'd have thought.
Well,
but
I think probably, but I don't know. If, yes, he could have done. My dad was very resourceful, poor old devil.
Yeah, but
before
anyone rings in, Jacqueline, nobody put it in the torpedo tube and shot it out into the ocean. We know.
No, I don't even think they would have actually thought of that. This cat was, like, sort of beloved by the whole crew because it was kind of a talisman. And my dad's a good old East End boy.
Well, submariners
are
known.
He wouldn't have made up a story like that. But he, as I said, growing up and right until he died, he always insisted we had a cat because he looked at them as a talisman.
Well, thank you, Jacqueline. You know, as I say, stories from the fourth dimension are always welcome around here. And if they're not working on a follow-up to Dust Boot called Dust Pussycat right now, they're missing a trick. Our friend Jacqueline there with Come On, Tell Me What Happened There Then, which is always on Saturday mornings we have a door open for. What have you got there, by the way, Alex?
By the way, please stick your name on the end of these texts so that we can make fun
of you. You're only a substitute. Don't stop bossing the audience around. They outrank you.
Everyone outranks me here, don't they? A friend of my mum had a son who had a pet duck, OK? He'd often take the duck for a walk on a lead. One day, my mum was heading for the shops when she saw the duck walker coming up the road. He was a lovely bloke, but a bit loud. So rather than stand in the street talking to a man with a duck on the lead, my mum made the decision to hide. She quickly ducked, no pun intended, behind a parked car to wait for Duckman to pass. After 30 seconds or so, she felt a tap on her shoulder. It was Duckman. He said to my mum, "Who are we hiding from?"
I love that expression. Who are we hiding from?
And she said, "I was going to jump out at you for a laugh." He, with a mallard on a lead, looked at her like she was a bit weird.
I made Robbie Savage scream.
How did you do that?
By jumping out on him in South Africa. We were in a hotel up the darkest lane in the world. Uh-huh. And I didn't think any of the pros were going to... They were all the Five Live commentary team were there, and Robbie had just joined us. He was a nervous kid in them days. He was about 16. It's the South Africa World Cup. And we were going up this really, really dark lane. And everyone had a warning, this house is armed, because there was a lot of tension in the area. And so I went on ahead of everyone and just found a little bush to get in. I thought, they're not going to fall for this. Well, I jumped out, and I've got to tell you, his trousers rolled up and down his legs, and he screamed. Robbie, terrific broadcasters, but he screamed like a lady.